Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says
he will become Supreme Court justice because the votes are there. He won't get a fair hearing because the Democrats won't let him.
45-year-old Cassandra Klein was killed after an alligator dragged her into a golf course lagoon in South Carolina. Now, she was trying to protect her pet border collie during her daily walk.
It appeared that the alligator was after the dog, and in an attempt to free her dog from the alligator, the deceased was basically pulled into the water by the alligator.
Comments from Southern Resources spokesman Captain Robert McConaughey. President Trump will be holding an economic roundtable today in West Virginia and also holding a Make America Great Again rally tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, ICE carried out a 2004 order to deport a former Nazi SS labor camp guard in German-occupied Poland. The 94-year-old man was a resident of Queens, but he was deported back to Germany. Richard Grinnell is the ambassador to Germany. He explains why this needed to be done.
This has been somebody who was deported in 2004. Consecutive governments of the U.S., consecutive administrations have tried to remove him. It was a difficult task because this individual is not of German citizenry. He had his U.S. citizenship taken away, so he technically was without a country. He was stateless. So those became some complicated issues. But President Trump made it very clear he wanted to work through all of these issues, figure out a way. And the way that we presented to the German government was they had a moral obligation, not necessarily a legal one with this individual, but a moral obligation because he worked in the name of the then German government. And so the moral obligation on part of the Germans was received. And they said, yes, we recognize that. Let's work through these difficult issues. It took us a little while. But I also have to give credit to the new foreign minister in Germany, mm-hmm. Heiko Maas, and the new Minister of Interior, Minister Seehofer, also was very instrumental. Both of these gentlemen wanted to work with President Trump and the administration to make it happen.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! Besides discussing ICE, we're going to begin Service Academy football season as we interview the Army, Navy, and Air Force football coaches. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Well, in case you haven't heard, the huge military parade that President Trump had planned for Veterans Day weekend this year in our nation's capital has been pushed back to a to-be-determined date in 2019. No reason was given for the delay, but maybe they didn't want to overshadow the 100th anniversary of the end of the Great War, a.k.a. World War I, that is to be celebrated this Veterans Day.
Thanks, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will, of course, share his warrant wisdom, and Marine vet Skip Coriel is here. You were at a funeral recently, weren't you, Skip?
Yeah, my neighbor right across the road, retired Lieutenant Colonel, Army Ranger, Donald Lotter, died last week of cancer. He was a Vietnam vet and a very valuable member of our neighborhood watch.
Well, we trust that he's standing tall in heaven.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I just want to shout out to him.
Honor him one last time. Well, here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss the argument against border security. Retired Navy Captain Joe John will rejoin us to discuss border security and ICE. Open borders are really a bad idea. Then we're going to meet retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel David Gerfen. He'll discuss the United American Patriots and what they do for abused combat veterans. And next, Chief Master Sergeant Louis Reyes, the Senior Enlisted Advisor for the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, will talk about changes in our post and base exchanges. And we kick off Service Academy football season. We'll be interviewing the coaches from Army, Navy, and Air Force. Today we begin talking with Navy's amazing coach, Nia Matalolo.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. Lead out, Josh.
Our military had unusually strong words for Beijing over social media after recent reports that an American reconnaissance plane had been warned to leave immediately during a flight near China's man-made islands in the contested South China Sea. Reporters with CNN and the BBC had a rare chance to look at the islets in the Spratly chain of the waterway as passengers on board a Navy P-8A Poseidon at 16,500 feet. During the flight, reporters were shown four low-lying coral reefs in the Spratlys, three of which were turned into garrisons with massive radar installations, buildings, and military-grade runways. The crew received six separate warnings from the Chinese military, telling them they were inside Chinese territory and urging them to leave. In response, the Navy plane noted that it was conducting lawful military activities beyond the national airspace of any coastal state. The BBC report also picked up a separate, more vociferous warning by the Chinese, apparently to a Philippine plane nearby. Its tone and wording were starkly different to the ones issued to the U.S. side. Washington has blasted Beijing for the island building, fearing the outposts could be used to restrict free movement in the waterway, with the U.S. conducting a number of so-called freedom of navigation operations in the area. At least three of our military's Twitter accounts had forceful words for China over its warnings. While responding to a retweet of the CNN story, the U.S. Navy's verified Twitter account stated, quote, "We will sail, fly, and operate wherever international law allows," end quote. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command's verified account also retweeted the story, writing that the U.S. will not be warned off from lawful operations in international waters and airspace.
Our military can and should be enforcing freedom of navigation in that region. China's efforts are clearly illegal.
More female Marines chose pull-ups on their physical fitness test in 2018 than did last year. But about a third of all women still opted for the alternative exercise on the upper body strength portion of their annual exam. Nearly 2 years after the flexed arm hang was axed from the Marine Corps' PFT, about 30% of female Marines chose to do push-ups in place of pull-ups in 2018. Less than 3% of male Marines chose push-ups instead of pull-ups this year. The number of female Marines opting out of pull-ups is down from 35% in 2017, and the head of the Marine Corps' Force Fitness Division expects the number will continue shrinking. Colonel Stephen Arms said, quote, "It's not an easy test. It's the hardest one of all the services. But female Marines are disproving the idea that they can't do pull-ups on a pretty regular scale. Of the nearly 10,000 women who did perform pull-ups on their 2018 PFT, many are exceeding the number required to get full marks. More than a third of those female Marines busted out 9 or more pull-ups on the test. Women under 45 need between 6 to 10 pull-ups, depending on their age, to earn full marks. No Marine can achieve a maximum PFT score without choosing pull-ups in the new system. Opting out of pull-ups also makes it more difficult to achieve a first-class score, the highest level. the requirement for women to choose between pull-ups and push-ups was just one change in the biggest overhaul in decades of the service's physical fitness testing.
One area where our Pentagon is still failing to focus on combat readiness is this concept that women and men are the same. Women need to do fewer push-ups or pull-ups than men. That's reasonable, as men are, in fact, different than women. And as a guy who's been in close face-to-face combat, upper body strength does make a difference there. You know, I'm proud of the women who are pushing themselves to meet these standards, but I'm disappointed with the politically correct Pentagon for allowing it.
The head of Air Mobility Command says he keeps asking himself what he got the Air Force into after working with the service to launch the Aviator Technical Track Program. But General Carlton Everhart is betting that the experimental program will have more benefits than costs at a time when the service is dealing with a troubling pilot shortage. General Everhart told reporters the goal is to help out the pilot shortage anywhere the Air Force can. We're trying to lengthen out the options so that you can stay on assignment for 5 years. The Aviator Technical Track is seeking active duty mobility pilots in hopes of keeping airmen in cockpits longer without assigning them additional non-flight related duties. Air Mobility Command pilots will now be able to stay in one job for 5 years in an effort to provide a better work-life balance.
Allowing pilots to stay in the cockpit for extended periods of time may well help the Air Force keep pilots. Troops, it appears that our nation has only 80% of the pilots we need. Encourage your young friend to look into flying for a very well-paying career. And you know, two of my co-hosts, Josh and Roland, are pilots. I wonder if the military will try to steal them from the show. Stay tuned.
Colonel, they don't call it kidnapping if you go willingly. If at 40 years old I could be at the tip of the Air Force spear, I'd literally be reporting on front lines of freedom from the front lines. Currently, the Air Force leaves the door open the longest and can issue age waivers up to age 35. So unless they change the regs, Roland and I can't be stolen to go fly for Uncle Sam. A half dozen Marine officers are facing administrative separation after being accused of cheating on a land navigation event during a course that prepares them to lead enlisted troops. All newly commissioned officers and warrant officers attend the basic school, known as TBS, following their entry-level training. All officers attending TBS are warned about cheating and misconduct while attending the training. There is zero tolerance for it. Marines at TBS are tested on their day and night land navigation skills. The officers learn how to read maps, plot locations, and analyze terrain. During land nav examinations, they are given the coordinates of ammunition boxes plotted throughout the course. They're tasked with locating each box on their own using a compass and azimuth, and are warned about the challenging conditions they'll face in a training packet for the course. Commandant General Robert Neller has frequently touted the importance of basic land navigation skills, not just for leading Marines, but because GPS devices and other technology could reveal troops' locations. In 2016, General Neller said, quote, "We have to leverage the technology we have, which gives us an operational advantage. But at the same time, and this makes training even harder, you have to work through or be prepared for when it's not there." End quote.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk ICE, you know, the immigration guys, with retired Navy Captain Joe John. At ease, troops, take a break.
In accordance with U.S. flag code, all Spartan Ash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day 2015.
It's a part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. According to the FBI, 85% of altercations don't rise to the level of deadly force. Make sure you have some open-handed self-defense skills or pepper gel to ward off these less-than-lethal attacks. Always have a plan to repel non-lethal attackers and make sure you are in compliance with all self-defense laws in your jurisdiction. This is just one way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors. Honor and remember, our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and the fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. President Trump's zero-tolerance policy for illegal border crossers has provoked hysterical reaction from people all over the political spectrum, as well as the far-left name-calling haters and the never-believable mainstream media. What particularly motivated the ire of these people was the fact that the zero-tolerance policy would require separation of parents and children at the border. The hysteria was clearly completely insincere and fabricated, given the policy of separating children and parents was nothing new. It had been a policy of the Obama and Bush administrations as well. And indeed, don't we always separate criminals from their children? So where's the compassion for the thousands of American children who are separated from their parents every year as a result of arrests and convictions for both violent and nonviolent crimes? Many of these arrested are single mothers whose infants become wards of the government until the mothers complete their sentences. No hysteria about these separations, confirming that the object of the hysteria is to force open borders on our nation
under the guise of compassion for children. And open borders means unsafe. It means our country's at risk. President Trump's solution for ending the influx of illegals and providing border security is a wall. It also is the preferred solution of the American people. Zero tolerance is an interim policy that, if enforced, will help deter illegal crossers. The hysteria provided by the zero tolerance could have been predicted, but its magnitude and insanity are truly breathtaking. Some prominent so-called constitutional scholars have gone so far as to argue that the government has no constitutional authority to control the border. And this, which seems almost beyond hysteria, comes from the elite intellectual class. Give me a break. If a nation doesn't control its borders, then it doesn't control anything. Anyone and anything can come and go as it will, including enemy combatants, slave traders, drug smugglers, and more. And just when you think things can't get more stupid, a federal district court judge in Southern California, of course, has discovered a substantive due process right guaranteeing the right to family integrity, linking the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment, and ordered all children reunited with their illegal immigrant parents. You know, on the other hand, this makeup law is part of our history. While the Southern California judge just made this up out of whole cloth, it's not in the Constitution, but it's no more wild than saying that abortion is constitutionally protected. That's not there either. Anyway, just read the Constitution. I digress. So obviously the judge expects the parents to be released from the incarceration to join their children, but the Trump administration seems determined to keep the children and parents together in detention centers until legal proceedings determine their fate. Over a century ago, the Supreme Court announced it was considered the settled sense of the matter when it remarked, and I quote, "It is an accepted maxim of international law and essential to self-preservation to forbid the entrance of foreigners within a sovereign nation's dominions, or to admit them only in such cases and upon such conditions as it may see fit to prescribe," end quote. This is common sense. This is how we protect ourselves. This view was confirmed in a recent Supreme Court decision handled down last June that upheld Trump's travel ban on foreign nationals from 8 countries, 6 of which have a majority Muslim population. Part of the complaint against the ban was that it violated the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment because Trump had displayed animus against Muslims in speeches before and after the 2016 election. The plaintiffs argued that the national security reasons of the ban were merely pretext for Trump's thinly disguised contempt for the Muslim religion. The court ruled that the travel ban on its face was neutral with respect to religion, and it was therefore possible to decide the issue on statutory grounds rather than constitutional grounds. Of course we have to protect ourselves. The president lawfully acted based on his findings. The entry of the covered aliens would be detrimental to the national interest. Few limits have been placed on the president's broad authority to act under the Immigration and Naturalization Act, especially when national security and foreign relations are involved. We Americans can, of course, consent to allow others to join us in the compact that created our American nation, but we have the sovereign right to specify the terms and conditions for granting entry and qualifications for citizenship. Presumably, qualifications for entry and naturalization will be whether those who wish to enter demonstrate a capacity to adopt our habits, manners, independence, and self-reliance of citizens and devotion to the principles that unite the American people. Furthermore, it would be unreasonable not to expect potential immigrants should possess useful skills that will ensure that they will not become victims of the welfare state. Immigration policies should serve the interests of the American people and of our nation. They should not be viewed as acts of charity to the world. Putting America first is a rational goal. It is the essence of sovereignty, and as a sovereign nation state is the only home of citizenship, as it is the only home to constitutional government. We can't defend ourselves if we aren't a nation state. And those are my comments for the day. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby now. What do you have this week, Roland?
Colonel, there's a World War II bomber that lies deep in the North Carolina Badwin Lake, which is a wartime tragedy that struck far from enemy lines. A young Marine pilot, Second Lieutenant Charles McDaniel, who lived near Badwin Lake in North Carolina, and his co-pilot, Navy Ensign John Withrow from Pennsylvania, were to ferry a brand new Navy version of the B-25 bomber from its factory in Ohio to the Marine Corps base at Cherry Point, North Carolina, right along the coast. On June 8, 1944, they headed to Cherry Point from Ohio with a stopover at Morris Field in Charlotte, North Carolina. Upon taking off again from Charlotte, the young pilot diverted a few miles from his course towards Cherry Point to circle the lake in a prearranged signal to his bride that he wouldn't be back in Charlotte that night. The plane reportedly circled the lake twice with no apparent trouble. But on the third circuit, the airplane was too low, and one of the wings hit the water, and the plane smashed into the lake. Family and friends rushed to the shoreline in hopes of saving the crew, and men stripped to their underwear and dove into the water. But nothing surfaced except for part of a wing, the forward landing gear, and papers identifying the aircraft. The rest sank in the deepest part of the 5,300-acre lake near Baldwin Dam in about 200 feet of water. Recovery teams worked at the crash site for more than a month, but divers feeling with just their hands in the black depths never found the bodies of McDaniel or Withrow. In 1999, underwater archaeologist Wendy Coble led an effort to find the sunken airplane. She raised $5,000 to conduct a four-day expedition using magnetometers and side-scan sonar and found scattered parts, including a 25-foot-long section that matched the bomber's fuselage, and another section that could be its separated tail. However, no one has still been able to take any pictures and positively identify the wreck. It is possible that the crew members are still strapped in their seats at the bottom of the lake, and locals intend to keep it that way. Even McDaniel's sister says the lake is his burial plot. I think this just is another demonstration of pilot error when they're trying to show off close to the ground. It's really, truly an unfortunate tragedy from World War II. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll continue our discussion on our borders with Captain Joe John. Then we'll talk about United American Patriots with Colonel David Gerfein. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for crunchies. Let's do 50, then stand at ease. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
Investigators have recovered the body of 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared from her small Iowa town over a month ago. There will be a 5 p.m. news conference in Iowa. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He says joggers need to take caution every time they head out for a run.
People who are jogging are vulnerable, and we don't know for sure that she was abducted when she was jogging. We'll learn a lot more, and police are certainly learning a lot more by looking at the body now, finding out what happened. Did she go with someone she knew? Was she abducted by a stranger? There's a lot of information that police are certainly trying to piece together right now.
Jurors today indicated that they are struggling to reach a unanimous verdict on at least one or more counts against Paul Manafort and his bank and tax fraud trial. They sent a note to the judge asking what to do in this situation. He replied and urged them to redouble their efforts. Worth noting, the judge did not offer them any other options regarding this case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but
I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet a good friend and frequent guest on Frontlines of Freedom, retired Navy Captain Joe John. Among his other activities, Joe is the founder and chief of Combat Veterans for Congress. We'll talk about that later. Today, we're talking about border security and ICE. Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, Joe.
I'm glad to be with you, Denny. Thank you.
Joe, most people know your background. You went to the Naval Academy, served in the Navy, you served as Special Ops, you served with the FBI. To put it mildly, you understand national security. Is that a fair summary?
I think you could generally say that.
Well, I sure think so. So I'm going to jump on with that. Is it reasonable to compare the security of our nation's borders to the idea of locking your house? If you think our borders should be wide open, then you should leave your front door wide open and anybody who wants to can come in, stay as long as they want and help themselves. Is that a fair parallel?
Excellent comparison, Denny.
So most people would say it's okay for me to lock my doors, or if I don't lock them, at least I can tell you not to come in, or if I invite you in, I'll tell you you can or can't sleep in my bed, eat my food, and when you have to leave, and what you wear. That's fair if you're in my house, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And is it stretching it too far to say that therefore a nation is like that, that we the people of this nation have the right to open or close our doors to whomever we wish?
Absolutely. I think the United States is the only country in the world that doesn't have a border. We're the only country, including Mexico. Mexico has an excellent border.
Their southern border is amazing, isn't it?
We had a Marine make a mistake and go across the border, and they kept him in jail for 6 months.
That's right. But if you look at their southern border, it's a wall that would make the Berlin Wall look cheap.
Absolutely. They have a much better border program than the United States. Actually, we're the only country in the world that doesn't have a border.
Or at least there are those who say we don't, and it appears like we're acting like we're not. But by law, how can a nation be a nation and not have a border?
It can't do it. It's being proven daily in this country.
What's the problem, Joe? It doesn't make any sense to know you can lock your doors if you want to, and that if you don't lock them, you can still tell who can come in and who can't. And if the wrong person comes in and you tell them to leave and they won't, you can call the cops. Now, if that's true in your house, what kind of logic says it's not true for our nation? Why do people think this way?
Well, we got a problem on both sides of the aisle, the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans want to get all this cheap labor in for the business community, and the Democrats want to get in all these illegal immigrants so they can get them to register to vote. And they're registering to vote even before they become American citizens and vote their people into office. So we got a problem on both sides of the aisle. One of the biggest violator is leaving Congress. Congressman Ryan has been responsible for preventing the Republicans from closing that border.
Who thinks it's a good idea to have borders with no control? Okay, I know that when I was stationed in Germany 40 years ago, they had what they called Gastarbeiters, which is German for guest workers. And they knew how many thousands of people they needed over and above their population every year. And if you were a foreigner, you could sign up. And if you got to be one of those numbers, you signed in, you were there legally, you paid some small amount of income tax, and it was good for a year, and you could renew it if they needed it. That's legal. It has it there. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, and Ronald Reagan did the same thing. We had a program with Mexico, and I worked for Ronald Reagan, as you know, for 14 years. And we had a program in California. It was called the Bracero Program, where you could come across the border and get a green card for 1 year and work in the fields. And it worked very well. I don't know what's happened to that program. That's an excellent program that you explained that the German people have. We should have that program here as well.
Okay. You said that both Republicans and Democrats want immigration. Okay. Do they both want illegal immigration? These are the same people who want to end ICE, right?
Well, the people who want to end ICE are the radicals in this country right now. But the people who want to maintain the illegal immigration system in our country are Democrats and Republicans in Congress. Republicans in Congress are beholden to the big business donors who want to see these people come across the border. Think about every hotel you've ever been in, every restaurant you've ever been in. Who is serving you in those hotels? Who's cleaning your rooms? They're all illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, I should say. These people, the Republicans, are just as responsible as the Democrats in this issue. And this is a big problem. This is why Bush, and this is why Clinton and Obama never did a thing about illegal immigration.
Okay. What should we do?
What we should do is what the president has been trying to do now for almost 2 years. We should build the wall. We should build a legal barrier so that we only have 6,000 ICE members in the whole country. We should have about 15,000 to 20,000 of them. There are 20 million illegal immigrants running around the United States internally. The ICE agents have nothing to do with controlling the border. Their only function is to deal with the internal problem of illegal immigration. They're supposed to go into meat processing plants and find out how many illegal immigrants are working there improperly and many other things that they do, primarily getting convicted illegal aliens out of the country who are released in 350 sanctuary cities around the country. They can't even keep up with the release of these illegal alien convicted criminals who are running around the country and being released. 6,000 agents can't possibly do their job.
So what you're saying is we want to abolish ICE because they are catching people that are here illegally. Wouldn't it be just as simple from the point of view of the benefit of the American people, not the benefit of the illegal aliens, to have this guest worker program that Reagan had and which Germany has? That way, the people that are here that have a job that are being useful are legal. They can register. They can get driver's licenses, whatever. They can pay taxes. They can maybe be citizens or not, whatever their laws say. But the illegal people, the terrorists, the drug smugglers, the white slavery people, all those people wouldn't get through. Why is that not a good idea?
It's an excellent idea. That's what the president's been trying to do. He said we need a wall with big doors so people can come through the doors legally. We don't want to stop people from coming through the doors. We need these foreign workers in many cases, especially in the fields, to pick fruit and vegetables. But we need a wall to control the border and have big doors so these people can come through and have a Bracero program where they can get permission to work in the fields. And they can go back and forth across the border to be with their families on the weekends. This was an excellent program that then Governor Reagan had, and it's no longer in effect. I don't understand why.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the security of our nation, and particularly of our borders, with Captain Joe John. And there's more for us to discuss on this. We'll be right back. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. And I'm the leader, so you should be doing what I do. Then take a break to stay in the area. Joe and I will be right back. United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
Mike Hewitt here. Is the never-ending political distraction delivered by 24/7 news and social media taking our eyes off the prize? What's the prize, you ask? Faith, family, and our union of states. What should our focus be? I think it ought to be about the lives of our family and you and me. Things like standard of living in a peaceful and safe environment. Isn't that what America's dream is all about? How we live in the promise of something better for the next generation. If so, it feels like we've walked off the path a little bit. Are we in the midst of trading away the most important things for rancor and partisanship? Think about it. If you find yourself taking political sides against someone close to you, has it gone too far? I'm not trading away my family or America for the divisiveness that seems to be pouring across our culture. I'm not giving them that power. I'm not surrendering. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with retired Navy Captain Joe John about border security and ICE. So if people want to end ICE, that means they like the idea of people being here illegally And from everything I've read and heard, Joe, they don't care if you're here illegally simply because you want to pick fruit or because you're a racist. They don't care. If you're here illegally, we want to protect you. Am I understanding it right? Are there really people with that attitude?
Well, there are an awful lot of people with that attitude, and they're on both sides of the aisle in Congress, the Democrats and the Republicans. They want to keep these illegal aliens in so that they can vote in one case and so they can work in the other case at very low wages.
Okay. But who in the world can be in favor of rapists, murderers, having those people just run around in your neighborhood uncontrolled and they can't be arrested? I mean, that's like saying they're welcome in your house, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, the FBI keeps very good statistics. I used to work for the Bureau. And according to the FBI, 24,064 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens. That's one of the items that the left-of-center liberal media establishment keeps away from the American people.
Well, this is an election year, Joe. This, if there ever was a time, it's now in these last couple of months before an election, when candidates have to be willing to talk to the people who would be voting for them, and people who are going to be voting, and I sincerely hope all our listeners are, can ask, where do you stand on this? That would be a reasonable thing to be going on right now, wouldn't it?
Yes. If you look at what the voter interest is in order of priority, and number one priority is illegal immigration. Number two priority is the economy. And the president's doing an excellent job on the economy, although the press has been trying to cover it up. The real problem is illegal immigration. And the president should get away from his tweets. And from this point on, with about 85 days less to the election, he should focus on illegal immigration. This is the number one interest of the voters. And I think if he does that, his chances of having success in the congressional elections would be much better.
Okay, so we want to encourage the president to do that. But we the people, somebody's running for Congress from both parties in everybody's state right now, and also many U.S. Senate. We can call them, email them, text them, and say, where do you stand on this? Or here's where I stand on this. What's your position? Shouldn't we be doing that?
Excellent. And of course, as you know, I'm working with 31 combat veterans for Congress that we've endorsed in 19 states, trying to get them elected. And of course, we're doing our part only with 31 out of 435 members of Congress. But the American people and all their individual congressional districts could put pressure on people running for Congress with regard to the border wall and illegal immigration and support for ICE.
This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing security in our nation's borders and keeping illegal people out with Captain Joe John. Joe, as we've been discussing, this is an election year and a very important election. Talk to me about what the role of combat veterans for Congress is right now. You've alluded to it. Talk specifically about what the mission is, what they do, how they do it, and how listeners can be involved.
Well, we have a website. They can go to our website, and on the very first page is our mission statement. I don't want to take your time and read the mission statement, but it's good American stuff, apple pie, protect the Constitution, and that sort of thing. They can read who we are and what we stand for. And over the last 9 years, we've elected 32 members, combat veterans to Congress, 3 senators and 29 congressmen. This year, we will be electing additional members to Congress. And we try to get them to primarily support the defense budget, pay for the military, a strong defensive posture in the country, strong borders, and a good economy. The things that are in our mission statement will present to the reader what we stand for. It's everything that the founding fathers have stood for, to protect our country.
Okay. So what you do, you work on the principle, and since I am a strong supporter of yours, I guess I could say we without being too presumptive, we believe that while there's lots of good people in Congress, all things being equal, a combat veteran is someone who has not only been willing to serve our nation, but has been served in combat. We don't have to wonder if they love America or not. They've already proven that they do. So the odds are better that you're going to end up with a person in Congress who's really going to stand up for America. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, it is. And of course, you know, at the end of World War II, 95% of the elected members of Congress had served in the military. and they took good care of the military establishment and the members of the armed forces. That has not happened. Recently, we've had a real problem with people supporting the military. As you know, we had sequestration for the 8 years that Obama was in office, and he hollowed out the military. We had very, very poor spare parts and some very basic things that we didn't have. That has changed dramatically. And of course, we felt if we could get more people in the Congress who would support the military establishment, which is primarily the defense of our country, that we would have better progress. Of course, we didn't do too well with the Obama administration, but we're doing quite well with President Trump.
Okay. So we the people, you can go on combatveteransforcongress.org and see if there's a combat veteran endorsed by Combat Veterans for Congress, because they don't just endorse everybody as a combat veteran. They've got to show that they have the conservative financial fiscal responsibility to not spend us into delivery and some other things. And if they're endorsed there and they're in your state, get behind them. And if they're in a state that your relative, your brother, sister, or friend is from, encourage them to support them. That's something we can do. And if you don't have one in your district, find somebody who has the right values. Joe, that's a fair thing we can ask every listener to do, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I'm glad you brought that up, Denny. We've interviewed 499 combat veterans in the last 9 years. We've only endorsed 120 combat veterans. We've been very careful to select combat veterans who we thought would do an excellent job in Congress. And 32 of those 120 combat veterans have been elected to Congress. If we had the necessary funds, of course, you know that the mother's milk of politics is funds, we could elect many more than 32 combat veterans for Congress. We just don't have the money. Many of the liberal organizations support their candidates with substantial amounts of money. We don't have that.
Okay, folks, there's your challenge. Find a good candidate and donate to them. And if you don't have one you can find or you're not sure, in addition to that, combatveteransforcongress.org, you can donate to them and help them get these good guys and gals elected. Joe, thank you for the call to action today. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. I'm proud to be your friend and your brother.
Thank you, Denny, and you are a brother. You're a combat veteran with 2 Silver Stars. We're proud to work with you as well.
Well, here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty and we get to honor this fine troop. Lawmakers have cleared the way for a posthumous awarding of the nation's second highest valor award to an Army staff sergeant for his bravery during the deadly 2009 battle for Combat Outpost Keating in Afghanistan. The brutal battle resulted in the award of 2 Medals of Honor and claimed the lives of 8 U.S. soldiers, including Staff Sergeant Justin Gallegos. Gallegos posthumously received the Silver Star for his heroism. This provision would upgrade that honor. The Distinguished Service Cross is ranked just below the Medal of Honor. About 300 Taliban attacked the small outpost just before dawn on October 3rd. Gallegos was with roughly 50 soldiers from Troop B, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cav. Approximately 30 Afghan troops were with them. When the attack began, quote, Staff Sergeant Justin Gallegos, Sergeant Bradley Larson, and Specialist Stephen Mace raced for fortified Humvees at the southern side and served as a battalion position, according to an official Army account of the battle. Larson and Gallegos immediately engaged the enemy in the hills with the Humvee's 50-caliber machine gun and a ground-mounted, belt-fed M240 machine gun, while Mace engaged to the east with his M4 carbine. Gallegos and his fellow soldiers defended the position, while Specialist Ty Carter repeatedly exposed himself to enemy fire to keep Gallegos' 240 and Larson's 50-caliber machine gun supplied with ammunition. Carter later received the Medal of Honor for his bravery during that battle. Quote, the enemy's attack was unrelenting, the cacophony of gunfire deafening, and the crew of the southern battle position quickly expended the additional M240 rounds, according to the account of the battle. The enemy began pounding the Humvee position with rocket-propelled grenades. Quote, one rocket detonated on the turret, destroying the 50-caliber machine gun and spraying the interior with shrapnel, according to the account. Gallegos decided to take the other 2 soldiers to link up with the remaining members of B Troop, while Carter and Larson provided covering fire. As he led his team through enemy fire, Gallegos was hit by machine gun fire, killing him instantly. A handful of the 3rd of the 61st soldiers in a second Humvee soon reinforced the besieged position. It took several hours for more reinforcements to arrive. So, stand tall in heaven, Staff Sergeant Gallegos, front lines of freedom and all of our nation's patriots, salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing the abuse of some of our combat troops with David Gerfein from United American Patriots. Then we'll hear about how our post and base exchanges are now open to all vets. Then we'll interview the amazing Navy football coach, Niamat Alolo. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's beautiful outside. Go outside and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, the man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and two small children, appeared in court today where he was advised of the charges against him. Watts faces three counts of first-degree murder, two counts of murdering a child under the age of 12, unlawful termination of a pregnancy, and three counts of tampering with the deceased human body. The judge read the charges against Watts in court on Tuesday and asked if Watts understood the charges against him. He responded yes each time. Shanann's childhood friend described her as someone who loved her children.
She was made to be a mother, so you could tell just they were her life.
The jury in the financial fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort asked the judge today what they should do if they cannot reach a consensus for a single count in the case. The judge told them to go back and keep deliberating. The body of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was found in Iowa today. A press conference is being held at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Law-breaking college students take things into their own hands in North Carolina. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A statue of a Confederate soldier known as Silent Sam has stood on the campus at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, since 1913. Late Monday, a group of around 250 protesters marched to the site of that statue and called for its immediate removal.
Hey, hey, hold up! This racist statue's got to go!
Then the crowd started cheering as some people produced a rope and began to try to pull it down, which they did end up doing. The university saying in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous and they're investigating the incident.
Italian actress and filmmaker Asia Argento said she never had